your spiritual ears, says the Lord, and I'm able to minister to you in a way that I haven't been able to minister to you. But the way you gain access into my presence is when you choose to step onto that ladder. When you choose to step into a place of worship, where you choose to turn your eyes off of the natural and turn your eyes on the spiritual, says the Lord. Because when you turn your eyes on me, you never know what you're going to see. I'm going to begin to lead you and guide you and show you things to come. For that is my desire, says the Lord. I told you it is to your advantage. It is to your advantage that I go away. Because when I go away, the Holy Spirit will come to lead and to guide and to show you things to come. Do you want to see things to come, says the Lord? Do you want to hear my guidance? Do you want to know my leading? Then make room for my spirit. Make room for my spirit. As much room as you make is what I will take. As much as you open your ear, that's how much you'll hear. When you listen for my voice, when you listen for my voice, do you listen for my voice? Are you listening for my voice, says the Lord? Or are you going your own direction? Are you pausing to listen for my voice, says the Lord? Are you pausing to listen for my voice, says the Lord? Because when you do, you will hear my voice. I will lead you clearly. I will guide your footsteps. You won't fall to the left or to the right, but you'll walk in my plan for your life. But you have to want to hear my voice, says the Lord. You have to be still and wait, says the Lord. You have to switch off your reason and your thinking and your planning. And when you do, watch me move. In a way that you've never thought possible. Watch the supernatural come to pass in your life. Because you are not children of the natural. The moment you gave yourself to become new creatures in Christ, you stepped out of the natural and into the supernatural. And if you want to experience everything that I have for you, you've got to walk in the supernatural. You've got to look for the supernatural. You've got to listen for the supernatural, says the Lord. For I am here in your midst. My spirit is moving in your circumstance. My Holy Spirit is nudging and prompting and directing and speaking. Hear his voice today, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we open this service to you. We open our hearts. We open our spiritual ears to hear your voice today. Thank you that we are your children. Thank you that we are your children. We sit at your feet. We take our counsel from you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are at work amongst us, that you are reviving and renewing and refreshing and leading and guiding. Father, we thank you for a mighty move of your spirit in this place this morning. Hallelujah. If you agree with that, say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to make place for God to move. You've got to want the Lord to move. Amen. Praise God. Well, welcome to Ascend Church. How lovely to see you this morning. You just welcome somebody who's sitting near you. Tell them you're glad to see them. You may be seated. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to those that are watching online. We're so glad you've joined us today. To our members that are traveling through the summer and you've joined, those that are watching from around the world, different countries, we're just so glad that you joined us. Those that are watching in the future, this is for you too. And if you're one of our Ascend Church members we haven't seen in a while, we come back. We'd love to see you. We always miss you when you're not here. But welcome to the service this morning. So glad to see you. Anybody glad to be in church today? Amen. Me too. Didn't the worship team do a beautiful job of leading us in the presence of God? Amen. Well, I especially want to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time today. We have a little visitor pack that we'd like to give you right where you're seated. So if you are here for the first time, just like to honor you. Just let us know that you're here for the first time. Would you mind just waving your hand? Do I see any hands? I don't. There we go. God bless you. Come on, family. On the front row. Thank you, Demony. There you go, Shanta. Thank you so much. Anyone else, if you were too shy to raise your hand, just wave it and one of the ladies will give you. There's a few things in there, but there's one, there's a card that says guest. We wouldn't, if you'd like to fill that out for us, drop it in the offering bucket in a little while that gives Pastor Steve. As pastor, he likes to do the job of a shepherd and know who's in church and just reach out to you. So if you can, stay and say hi to us after the service. We appreciate that. Also for our members, you know we pass a clipboard by. I see some faces I haven't seen for a while. Go ahead and just let us know if you have any changes to your email or phone number. Just let us know that you are here. We appreciate you doing that. Amen. And just let you know that various ways, there's people that are watching. I love technology because it's not just, I think that maybe when COVID hit and some people used that, the online services as a help at the time and then let it go afterwards. But honestly, it's an extension. So if you're watching, you're joining us for our service today, just get comfortable, grab your Bible, grab a notepad, and participate in the service today. Amen. The people are watching on Facebook, go ahead and share that. Let us know where you're watching from. Comment on the service, and let the Lord minister to you. We're also on Ascend Church Jupiter on YouTube, and all of those are available after the fact, so that's good too, on our website and on our mobile app. So thank you for that. And as Pastor Steve comes, I want to remind you of the four main purposes of our church. The first one is that you would know God. The second one is that you would find freedom, that you would discover your purpose, and that you would make a difference with your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Pastor.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you today. Did you greet your neighbor next to you? You did that already? You know, I just want to say it regarding, we have an app. We have our own church app, and Angela, it's good to see you, Angela. You created this app for us. And if you haven't downloaded that app, I really encourage you to do so. It's a free app. We've had 1,000 people download it, and we've had 60,000 views of the different media because we have all of our videos, all the services, we film the services, and you can watch all my sermons on video on the app, and we've had 60,000 people watch so far. So that's been a blessing. There's a lot of different things you can do on that. Praise the Lord. Well, we are going to worship. We're going to continue worshiping the Lord this morning with our giving. Do you know that our giving to God is an act of worship? Do you know that our giving to God is holy to the Lord? And I want to just very briefly share with you, I'm not going to elaborate on these because I want to give you the 10 reasons why I tithe. 10 reasons why I believe in tithing, and I have been tithing since I was 17 years old. And so let's just go through these real fast. Now, when I speak about tithing, it means, the word tithe means 10%. And the Word of God teaches us that the first 10% of all of our income belongs to the Lord. So here's the 10 reasons why I tithe. Number one, because Jesus told us to tithe. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, it says, Jesus said, yes, you should tithe. Now, that should settle it right there. When Jesus says, yes, you should do something, end of discussion. Number two, tithing is putting God first in your life. In Deuteronomy 14, verse 23, it says, the purpose of tithing is to teach you to always put God first in your life. Tithing shows that God is first in your life. Number three, the tithe belongs to the Lord. In Leviticus 27, verse 30, the Bible says, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. And it is holy to the Lord. Third reason that I tithe is because it belongs to Him. The fourth reason that I tithe is because tithing is what provides for God's house. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. I sure am thankful and grateful for all of our faithful tithers in this church, because it's because of you that we're able to be here every week and have service every week and keep food in God's house. Amen. Number five, tithing opens the windows of heaven above me. In Malachi 3:10, it says, try me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Do you know this is the only place in the entire Bible where God says, I'll open the windows of heaven when you tithe. Number six, tithing brings divine protection. Malachi 3 verse 11 goes on to say, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. God says, I'll rebuke the devourer. This divine protection over your life. Number seven, tithing stores up treasures in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 19, don't store up treasures here on earth where they can erode away or they may be stolen. Store them up in heaven where they will never lose their value and are safe from thieves. Number eight, tithing keeps my heart right and it keeps me free from greed. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 21, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Sometimes we say, where your heart is, there will your treasure be. But Jesus actually didn't say that. He said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Your heart follows where you put your money, where you invest. What you spend your money on tells me what's important to you. Number nine,